to many around the globe, transforming lives into legacies. Living Word with Pastor Mensah Otobill. And now, today's word.
I started speaking on wisdom, and we looked at wisdom and its dimensions and its expressions, and we looked at how wisdom manifests. We looked at the importance of wisdom in our lives. And I said last week that if we study wisdom in the Bible, there are some books that are more prominent in dealing with wisdom, what is normally called the wisdom books of the Bible. The book of Proverbs is the anchor book of wisdom. And then we have Ecclesiastes. And then we have Song of Solomon. And the book of Job is also sometimes called a wisdom book, and sometimes the book of Psalms. But Proverbs is the anchor wisdom book, and I will be making a lot of references to the book of Proverbs. When you study the book of Proverbs, you would find that it is a book of contrasts. The book of Proverbs contrasts one action against the other, one person against the other. And there are two kinds of people that are frequently contrasted in the book of Proverbs, and that is the wise man and the foolish man. The wise man and the foolish man. They represent two extremes of behavior. And today, in our message on wisdom, we are going to take a closer look at these two categories of people, the wise man and the foolish man. Now, I don't like in church using the word foolish, and I try as much as possible to avoid it, but as you go to Proverbs, it's unavoidable. So don't take it as a direct insult when I use the word foolish and it applies to you. I am not insulting you. I am just trying to be as respectful as possible, but I can't run away from the word because it's so frequently used in the Bible. So I believe that you will be very nice to me if I say anything that implies that you are that. All right. Are you ready? Okay, so we'll start with Proverbs chapter 14. And verses 15 and 16, and it is a passage that has those contrasts there. Proverbs chapter 14, verses 15 and 16. And it reads, "The simple believes every word, but the prudent considers well his steps. A wise man fears and departs from evil, but a fool rages and is self-confident." So in this passage, you find the wise man and the fool. And I would look at the verse a little closer. Now, if you look at the passage, the wise man is described as prudent, prudent. And sometimes in the Bible, the wise man is also described as diligent. The word prudent means to be sensible, to be sensible. It means to have a good judgment. And that's the reason why a lot of money managing institutions have derivatives of the word prudent in their name, like Prudential, whether it's an insurance company or a bank. And not only in this country, but all over the world, you find that people who manage other people's resources like to address themselves as prudent, because it means wise, or to have good judgment. So the wise man is a prudent person and diligent. Now, if you look at the passage, it says that the wise man or woman examines a path before they follow it. It's a mark of wisdom. Wisdom investigates a path before starting the journey. The prudent considers well his steps, the verse says. The prudent considers well his steps. People who are prudent take time to examine a situation before them, before they act. Families that are prudent take time to consider the impact and import of their choices before they act. And that if you look at any company or organization that is serious and does well, you will find that the company or the institution or the nation invests a lot in research. The reason why people invest in research, because the prudent man or the prudent person examines their way. They examine their way. They don't just act. They examine, they research, they think through, they analyze. And there is a direct link between people who invest in research and the results they get, and people who don't invest in research and the results they get. The prudent man considers well his steps. Second thing you note about a prudent man is that he considers the consequences of his actions. The wise man understands that actions do not stand on their own. They know that every action will trigger a process of reactions. So as a result, they don't just think about what they are doing alone, they also think about what will happen after they do what they are doing. It's like a person who plays chess, or to bring it home in Ghana, drafts, a board game. Now, if you are a chess player and you move any of the tokens on your side, you don't just move it because that is what you want to do. You have to anticipate what the other person is going to do after you move. When you are playing a game of drafts, it's the same way. You move a marble, a token on the board, and you anticipate what the other person is going to do. It was said of one chess player that he's able to anticipate 14 moves when he's making a move. So when he's making a move, he anticipates what his opponent is going to move, and then he determines what he will move after he moves that. Then he determines what the other person would move, and then he determines what he will move. 14 steps before he takes one step. Anticipation. A wise man does not just act. They think of consequences. The third thing about a wise man, according to the passage we read, is that he compares his path to God's ways. The wise person sees God's plan as the master plan, and they submit their path or their plans to a higher power. They don't just rush into something hoping that everything will be all right. That is why it's always wise to cross-check your plans with God. Proverbs 19:21 says, many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Many are the plans in the man's heart, but it's the Lord's purpose that prevails. So when you look at the definition of a wise person here, he's somebody who is more diligent, prudential, more research-minded, thinking through what they do, envisaging consequences, so that when they take a step, they are not shocked by the results. They are not shocked by the outcome. They are not shocked by the consequences of their actions because they have taken it into consideration. That is wisdom. That approach to life of the wise man is contrasted with the fool. The fool is also sometimes described as the simple. And if you look at this passage, the fool is called the simple. In other passages in Proverbs, the fool is also described as the lazy man. The lazy man. The word simple means childish, naive, and inexperienced. So the fool is described as somebody who is naive and childish. It gives the meaning of a person who is not mature enough to see beyond the surface or beyond the mask. It is like a child who is playing with his father. And they are having fun. They're joking. He's happy with his father. He sees his father's face, a smile. And then the father turns his face and wears a mask. And all of a sudden, the child gets angry, frightened, scared, screams, because the father is wearing a mask. But he was playing with the father. And the father is wearing a mask. So why can't he or she connect that beyond the mask is his father? Because children cannot see beyond the surface. They only see what is surface and they can't see the next layer. So what they see on the surface is the only reality they can deal with. That's why when you were children, your father, your parents frightened you with masqueraders. Or people who wore masks, we call them in Ghana, Kaka Motobi. And almost every child I know is afraid of Kaka Motobi. Why? Because children cannot see beyond the mask. So when the Bible says that somebody is simple, he's like that. They only judge from the surface. They can't look beyond the surface. And it is a mark of naivety to only judge based on what you see and not see that beyond what you see, there is something else. It is a mark of naivety. The simple cannot see beyond that. So the fool is called the simple. And if you look at the passage, you realize that the fool is easily persuaded by what he hears or she hears. The simple believes every word. They are not able to critically examine information. They believe any and every story they hear. They believe everything they read in the newspapers. They believe everything they hear on radio. They believe everything they see on television. They are unable to independently verify truth. So, simple people, or people that Proverbs describes as foolish, cannot make up their minds about anything. They only believe what they are fed with. They are easily persuaded by what they hear. And the fool, according to the passage, believes that his way is always right. And because he cannot critically examine what he hears, he believes the first thing he hears and assumes that that is the right way. And so they stick their whole life on hearing only one side of a story. They don't have the patience and discipline to study alternate views. And the third thing the Bible says about the fool is that they are very overconfident. They act with a deluded sense of confidence. He's like a person who crosses a busy road without looking out for traffic on the road. Now, on some occasions, you may get by with it, but sooner or later, you will be knocked down. And there are people who go through life that way. They don't look to the left or to the right and to the left again. When we were kids, we were told if you're going to cross the road, if you are a child, get an adult. Look to the right, look to the left, look to the right again before you cross. If you're going to cross a rail line, you stop, look, listen. Unfortunately, there are people who don't. They cross the road as if it is the extension of their front porch because they have no sense of discernment. The Bible calls such people fools. They act with a deluded sense of confidence based on very little evidence. There are individuals who live like their lives like that. There are families which live their lives like the fool. There are companies like that. There are nations like that. Very little thinking into consequences of actions, but very hasty and confident action based on little evidence. And the Bible says when you behave like that, contrary to how you see yourself in an esteem form, the Bible says you are not, you are a fool. Bible is very, very merciless in the way it judges us. The fool is hasty.